Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy.
Welcome back. 34. No, it's 53 after. 7 till the hour. You know, if you're a talk show host, you're supposed to be able to tell time. Most of the time I can. Not always, though. Welcome back. I told you I can laugh at myself. You know that. Patty Vanderpool doesn't know that, though. Well, she does now, I guess. Patty's our new friend and member. She's also, like these other folks have been this hour, member of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Council. I should have said that earlier. Harold Jackson, Mike Bucci, and Patricia Vanderpool are all, and the other people in the next hour, all members of the council from across the country, coming together this week in our nation's capital, celebrating small businesses. These are all small business owners. Patty is, her company is EAP Lifestyle. Can I put a .com on the end of that, Patty?
Yes.
EAPLifestyle.com. Now, your business, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for your being part of this organization, the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Council. I'm looking forward to seeing you later today. Now, your company provides counseling services for government agencies, for corporations, even small business owners. You're a small business. You're working all over the country. Tell us, you were telling me on the break, and something I want you to tell the audience. Tell the audience the two most requested services that you get.
Our two most requested services for on-site workplace training are positive psychology, how to have fun, and on the other end of the spectrum, workplace violence.
So, and two calls come in. One of them says, we want to know how we can have more fun at work. And the other one calls in and says, we've got a bully, or we've got somebody who's locked up in the bathroom, or we got a problem. Somebody just, you know, these two guys got into a fight or whatever. So in any given day, those two calls come in side by side.
Oh, absolutely. Or sometimes in the same call. We want you to come train them on how to have fun and then on workplace violence. I said, can we have a break in between the two of them? Yes.
Wow. I hope you charge a premium. Hope you charge a premium for pulling that off.
Well, actually, Jim, their training is included in their per employee price. Although I do separate training too outside of my EAP.
Good for you. Well, it's a great small business model, and I'm proud of you for doing this. Is this something you came up with on your own?
Yeah, I was kind of, as luck would have it, you know. EAP is not my idea, but it involved. I actually purchased this business about 15 years ago. It was a small local business, and we've built to cover now 8 countries, I guess.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
So let's talk. I want to talk a little bit more about what it's going to take to get you excited. What do we got? What do we need to? What do we need to get out of your way? What is a stumbling block to you to growing your business right now?
You know, other than what we talked about earlier, I remain excited about everything. The opportunities, speaking with you, I still feel good about the future. Actually, again, we're kind of unique because although I don't agree with a lot of what's going on here in Washington, the unhappier people are, the better my business is. Now, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So
the current conditions are good for your business, but ironically, they also impact your business, sometimes
absolutely,
in a negative way. Like you were talking about the healthcare earlier, being uncertain about the healthcare, not being able to get the kind of healthcare you can afford right now. You know, if some people heard you, they would say, well, that's what this new healthcare bill is all about, to help you do that. But you're not convinced that that's actually going to work out like that, are you?
It has not worked out that way at all. And I'm also very disenchanted with the way our military is being treated. Now, a lot of that you won't hear, Jim.
Right.
But it's causing our men and women in the military are not being treated right. And
well, give us an example of what you mean.
You know, I started seeing a pickup and trend in PTSD, and I thought, what the heck is going on? These are people from Vietnam.
Post-traumatic
I also work
syndrome.
In mm-hmm. Afghanistan, right? But why is it coming up now? Well, as it turns, there's just a lot of disenchantment with the government and a lot of triggers and
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a long story, but I love our military.
What do we need to do to take care of these? To do more to take care of these heroes?
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
But treat them with respect. If you watch closely, Jim, when President Obama is speaking, watch the faces on our military leaders.
Right.
Of course, in psychology, they have to show respect.
Right.
But that's not how a lot of them are really feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot of work to do left in America, and I'm glad to know that we got people like you, Patty, who can help us get this country back on track. Patricia Vanderpool, Patty Vanderpool, she says we can call her EAPlifestyle.com. Patty, I'll see you later today. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. You too. Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. Got three more small business owners for you to listen to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.